Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So I got to, this weekend, enjoy the company of some lady friends. Not in that way, you pervs. But,
Buford Highway kind of way?
Yeah. Hanging out with some
TMI.
Some girlfriends. And I was like, there are two guys and the rest of the group was girls. And the conversation at some point turned to guys and guys that we all know and who's hooked up with who and the weird equations that come when you've hooked up with one friend, you can't hook up with another, blah, blah, blah. And that dissolved into a conversation about sex. And I think we've heard the rumors or we've talked about it on the show that women are very descriptive of sexual encounters with guys.
Amongst each other.
Right. And I think, you know, the general consensus might be that guys, when they have sex with a girl, they go, oh, Bert, man, I banged, blah, 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 and it was like this and that, and blah. And the reality is, I think for the most part, is it's usually a pretty quick conversation. Hey, Bert, you see Wendy over there? Hooked up with her last night. Really? Was it good? Yeah, it was good. Want to have a beer? Yep. And that's it.
Not 75% of the time it's like that.
Yeah, there might be a little more detail, but the women that we were with, like, it kind of paired off. So the girls were off to one side talking, and then the other guy who was there and I were talking, and then we realized what the conversation was about. So then we went from talking to eavesdropping, and we heard them describing the motion of a guy. Now, this wasn't even, none of the girls had hooked up with this guy. This is a girlfriend of theirs, had sex with a guy, then came back to them and reported that it would never happen again because he was a stabber.
Uh-oh.
And they've actually dubbed him amongst their group the stabber, which I would be more creative than that. I think Jack the Ripper would have been better, but they went with the stabber. So, you know, now dude and I, other guy and I are kind of like listening with one ear going, oh my God, this is just really happening. And they're, you know, talking about the motion, like doing it with their hands and stuff, like explaining why it was bad. Then one of the girls says to the other two, did you hear about the faces? And so at which point we're now the two guys, we're like involved in the conversation. We're like, what the hell are you about to do this, dude? And they're like, he made at the height of the ceremony.
Right, right.
It was described as the face that the people in the ring make when they die.
Oh, the movie The Ring?
That. Yes.
Oy.
And then
I remember the movie.
They proceeded.
It's random. Do you know what he's talking about? Do you know the analogy?
I can try to duplicate it.
Okay.
First, I need everybody to put their hands in the air.
Can we twit pick this?
Hell no. Hands in the air. I'm not looking at any cameras. This is it.
So the eyes are kind of rolled up in the eyelids, and the mouth is about half open.
God, I wish there was a security camera in here at that moment.
And then the...
we need a twit pick that, please.
Oh, Jeff, please.
Oh, that was a Jeff. Fantastic.
That's a great reenactment.
And then the maybe we get to pick it after the show, but we just can't explain what it is. You would just have to be Jeff making a face, people listening.
Making a face,
people listening now know what it is. But they described, and then that was like the face at the, you know, at the for the closing ceremonies.
Got it.
During the games, in the opening ceremony, there were other faces that they were all duplicating and going, oh my God, you believe he did this? And like all these things.
So all kinds of faces. And none of these women had been with the guy. Oh. They were sharing the story of a friend of theirs who shared it with them.
Which is always going to be way worse, because by the time it goes from woman to woman to woman to woman to woman, it's going to be way worse.
This guy's getting
buried. So dude and I are sitting there like, WTF. Like, the pressure now, like, I'm thankful I'm not a single guy, because had I heard that, and dude I was with is single, had I heard that,
it's intimidating, right?
The pressure to not only, you know, perform satisfactorily in terms of what you're doing, but also to make sure your facial expression, like,
You will bury your head in her neck like a gopher into the ground next time. She doesn't see anything.
You've just eliminated about two-thirds of the fun positions.
Or
we're doing it in complete darkness. We are having sex at Dialogue in the Dark. Because... that's not right.
Guys do it too, though.
Not that bad.
Was it really graphic? Like, well, shockingly graphic.
Yes.
Really?
Just show another face.
It would be, imagine like the face
listeners.
A cartoon character would make if it got punched in the stomach really hard. Is the face. And it's just...
One more, Jeff.
Come on.
One more face. Give me a
not
face.
I'm not your Cavalia horse.
Women, you got to spare these guys their reputation around town. Because by the time it gets to somebody he's legitimately going to sleep with,
guys,
it's a sideshow.
Do that for girls.
It's a sideshow.
Yeah, guys are so respectful when they talk about women, too.
And you know what the worst part about it is? I know the dude they were talking about.
Oh, no. You'll never see.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.